We should be having rapid tests, home tests available to all farm workers, to their families, for the clinicians taking care of them so that we aren't waiting for public labs and CDC labs to tell us what's bird flu or not. And the second very important thing is, this is not like the beginning of COVID where we were dealing with a new virus, we didn't have a vaccine. There actually is a vaccine developed already against H5N1.
Lols, no, you stupid bitch. We ain't going back into lockdown. Not going back into, go and look at what lefties are doing right now, by the way. They'll tell you that there was nobody forced to take a COVID vaccine. Schools weren't shut down, businesses weren't destroyed, and people weren't forcibly injected with an experimental concoction. Holy shit, it must be bliss to be that ignorant. But they're going to try it again because nobody got arrested for the first, well, not yet at least, Fauci, holy balls. And so now they're bringing out the same exact people, by the way. Fauci's back, Dr. Birx and her stupid fucking scarves are back, and this Chi-Com fucking operative is back. This one right here that said you should be arrested if you don't take an experimental COVID jab. Your children should be taken away from you if you don't jab them up with an experimental COVID jab. We got to lock down even harder. And then once her five-year-old was unable to read because all the schools were shut down, she came out. She goes, maybe we didn't need to shut down. Remember this same fucking chick right here. This fucking chick right here who said she was wrong, said she got COVID wrong. They're going to bring her back out. They're going to bring her back out. Failing upwards when you're a diversity hire or a Chi-Com operative or maybe a little bit of both, boys. There's a bunch of people who you guys banned and silenced and tried to destroy their lives. There's a bunch of doctors out there whose licenses you tried to destroy. Who were 100% correct. I notice you ain't bringing them to talk to you. I notice that you're only allowing people who lied and were wrong, grossly wrong, the first time with COVID. I noticed that only those ones are invited back to these fucking shows that are selling big pharma products in between these propaganda segments, by the way. Gateway Pundit boys, here we go again. And ladies, by the way. I forget 30% of the audience is ladies. That just blows my mind. Thank you for being here. Here we go. COVID tyrant Dr. Leanna Wen says Biden regime needs to get millions of doses of bird flu vaccines to American people ASAP. Well, how do we do that ASAP? How do we do that ASAP? Do we give, I don't know, J&J, Moderna, Pfizer, all of the usual suspects, do we give them a shit ton of money that the government don't fucking have? You're going to steal some more shit from me and give it to these multi-trillion dollar corporations that face zero liability for the chemical concoctions for which they push onto the public. Yeah? No, go fuck yourself. Fuck you, you stupid bitch. Take all of your bird flu vaccines and whatever variation of COVID vaccine that you up to these days and shove them up your dry, ugly, cobweb-filled twat, you stupid, ugly bitch. Here we go. Dr. Leanna Wen, communist doctor who demanded Americans lose all their rights during COVID pandemic. She should be arrested. She should be arrested. She's on Face the Nation Sunday saying, oh my God, bird flu, everybody, bird flu. There's one case of bird flu. It's one case of bird flu. Holy fuck, we should destroy everything then. Let's do that. Yeah, let's do that. Let's shut fucking schools down again. Let's do that. Let's destroy the economy again. Let's print up another $12 trillion fucking dollars out of thin fucking air. Again, let's do it. Come on, man. Oh, my God. This guy's one case. Oh, my God. Wow. No. CDC recently confirmed the first severe U.S. human case of H5N1 bird flu. Again, fuck's sake. I'm 80 years old. So I remember them doing this in the early 2000s. Oh, my God. Bird flu. Bird flu, get scared, get scared. Oh my God, swine flu, get scared, get scared. Because we didn't arrest anybody for the bird flu bullshit of 2001 or the swine flu of 2008 bullshit, because we didn't arrest any of those people that came back with COVID. And now they're trying to get some more mileage out of it. Same thing over here. So the CDC is like, oh, my God, one case, everybody, of the H5N1. Oh, my God, this is a 65-year-old Louisiana man who had no contact with sick backyard birds. Oh, my God, let's destroy everything. There's a state of fucking emergency in California. There's one person in the country. There are 350 million citizens and probably another 350 million fucking illegals. And one person has this, and California's in a state of emergency. You are more likely to get ass fucked while you're carjacked by a robber strangling you over there on Haight Street in Gary than you are to get COVID or bird flu. But yet there's a state of emergency for bird flu. You can't park your fucking car in San Francisco without it getting broken into. Even if there's nothing in there. So here she is. She's back and she says, listen, we should have learned our lesson from COVID. I did learn my lesson from COVID. I don't trust a goddamn fucking thing you're saying. I don't trust anything that Pfizer, Moderna, or J&J produced shows or paid for shows says. I'm going to believe the exact fucking opposite. This is a great video to sell some TWC. Where you at, TWC? TWC.health, boys. Promo code Salty. Save yourself some money while you do it. So anyway, this chick over here, there's actually a vaccine developed already for H5N1. The Biden administration contracted with manufacturers to make almost 5 million doses of this. You made 5 million doses of a vaccine? Okay, let's just highlight this real fast. This is what this commie chick is talking about. It's 5 million doses already of a vaccine for bird flu, where we just now found the first case of a dude getting it. You put through development, testing, and production of millions and millions and millions of doses of a vaccine. For something that you've never had anybody catch. Well, it's almost like you knew somebody was going to catch this. It's almost like this might be a bioweapon. Then. I mean, so there's a whole bunch of diseases that can't jump to humans yet. How many of those do you have millions and millions and millions and millions and millions and millions of doses of vaccines for already? Because any vaccine that you already have millions of doses for, but you don't have a history of humans having that disease, well, that's a fucking weapon. That's a bioweapon. That's a bioweapon. And it looks like the bioweapon's being unleashed. Right as Donald Trump is taking office. So bringing out the Chi-Coms. And oh my God. Time to totally not force anybody to take experimental concoctions again. What? No, I don't think so. Fuck you. Good luck with that. All right, guys. Thanks so much for watching the video. Support chat. And we kept today on the going for it. Hit that subscribe button and make way. Because the salt must flow.